Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here is Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and back by popular demand is Marianne Greco, my bride of 45 years. Welcome, Marianne.
Thank you.
And Katie Hughes, evangelist. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. God bless.
It's so wonderful to have both of you back on the show here. And the title of the show is Winning the Battle. Winning the Battle. Now, what is the battle? Marianne, what is the battle?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's some people that don't even realize there is a battle going on.
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest issues that there is. And yet Jesus said over and over and over again, and all of Scripture over and over and over again, talks about the fact that, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We are in a battle against evil. We're in a battle against the devil. And we need to understand that God has given us tools to win that battle. And there are certain things that we have to do, Katie, but the biggest challenge for us is that so many people don't even realize that they're fighting an enemy that they can't necessarily see.
Yes, we have to be able to recognize the probings, the temptations of the evil one who wants to take us from our Lord Jesus. And the thing is sometimes we don't even know what's happening because we're so wrapped up in ourselves and we don't realize that he is using us as an instrument for evil.
And all of us can be used. I mean, you look at St. Peter, you look at the founder, first pope in a sense, right? Upon this rock, you will build my church and I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And this is the same guy that told Jesus, don't go into Jerusalem. And what did Jesus say?
Get behind me, Satan.
He's calling Peter Satan. But Peter wasn't Satan. Peter was being used by Satan. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is really, really important. Jesus would say, amen, amen. You're not fighting against people. You're fighting against evil. Not the fact that people can't, through their own free will, embrace the evil, but so many times they're not even aware that they're being used. Was Peter aware that he's being used by the evil one?
No.
I mean, Peter, I'm sure, Peter thought he was doing the right thing.
Right.
Hey, there's big danger in Jerusalem, right? And he was right. But that wasn't what God's will was. And so it's very important to understand that we need to be in communication with God. We need to be one with him. We need to put on that armor of God. And as you take a look at Ephesians 6 and get out your Bibles again, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God. This is chapter 6, verse 10 and following. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. I don't know how it could be more clear than that. That this is not against people, this is against these demonic forces that are trying to influence people and influence what we do.
Yes, they have a mission too. Jesus had a mission to bring us into union with his Father and to bring us to heaven, to bring us into a beautiful relationship of love. And Satan wants to destroy that because he is out of relationship with God eternally.
He and his followers, the demonic angels, demonic forces, want to destroy us because at the very beginning, there's this tremendous jealousy of the human race. He hates the human race. He hates the Blessed Mother big time. And where the Blessed Mother is, you'll see just how much the devil hates the Blessed Mother. He hates God. And so if you're following God, then guess what? You know, you're going to be under attack. And if you're not under attack, there is a little bit of a litmus test to say that, are you really a threat to the enemy?
He doesn't really, he's not spending his time on someone who's not following God. He's, you know, he's trying to slow down the person who's getting more souls towards God and working for God. So we need to be aware of that.
But we need to also be aware that you are not alone. You have the Holy Spirit. You need to understand the fact that, as it says in Revelation, that the victory is there and the victory has already been won. The devil is defeated.
That's important to remember.
And you have to understand, again, as you look at Scripture again, you look at your Bible, John 10:10, that we are, when we turn to Jesus, we will have abundant life. In Philippians 4, that we have the strength for everything through him who empowers me. In Philippians, that's Philippians 4:13, Philippians 4:19, that we will have whatever we need in accordance with his glorious riches. Now, we have a lot of choices that we can make, my brothers and sisters, and some of those choices bring us closer to God, which is called consolation and Ignatian spirituality, that bring us away from God, which is desolation. So we have this battle, this battlefield in our thoughts, this battlefield in our minds. And in this battlefield, it's very important that we do certain things, and we're going to get into a list of what those things are to help us do that. And the first one is, Marianne, to surrender our lives to Christ. You know, if we're partially surrendered, then we're partially covered as it relates in that if we open ourselves up, for example, if we go to a Ouija board, a horoscope, a fortune teller, a tarot card, if we do things like that, we just open ourselves up to the devil.
Yes, you know, and there are Catholics that are sitting on that fence. They go to Mass. I go to Mass every Sunday. I'm fine, but I like to go to the fortune teller and see. You know, well, you're opening yourself up to that spirit affecting you. It shouldn't be you can have both. It's either you follow God or you don't.
You have to stay away from New Age, from crystals. And we just did a mission in which someone came up to me and said, well, now, you know, I have crystals and I sell these things and help people with healing. Yeah, by what authority, right? Mm-hmm. Through those New Age crystals, that's not through the authority of Jesus Christ. And so it's very important that we understand that and how much of a difference it can make. If you have anything that's New Age, any crystals, any tarot cards, anything that is not of the Lord, get it out of your house. I had someone come up to me, a family come up to me, and their daughter had totally changed their personality. I mean, totally. Went from being a leader in the church to not wanting to leave their home and even thoughts of suicide almost overnight. And so we all prayed together fervently. The daughter was there. The family was there. We all prayed fervently, and God gave me a vision. And God gave me a vision that she had brought something into the home, into her dresser drawer, that was not of the Lord. And I said, go back to the bedroom, go back and search the dresser drawer. There's something in there that is not of the Lord that's making this happen. And sure enough, they went back, went through the things that she had, and it was a tarot card, demonic tarot card. They said, what do I do with this? I said, burn it. And they burned it. Within almost instantaneously, the personality of their daughter changed. She went back to wanting the Eucharist, back to the church, back to being a leader, almost instantaneously. Katie, this is real out there. And this is not trifle. This is not made up. This is very, very real that we are in a battle and that we have to be alert.
For sure. We need to be on our guard. We are baptized. We are children of God, but we are fragile and we are weak. And so with that and with our relationship with God, being close to him, it is under attack. I mean, our relationship with God is so important, and the relationships that God has created, families, marriage, ministry, all of these things are so good. And the devil seeks to destroy it, and he does it in the tiniest little ways and just gets a little foothold into something, a little bit of pride, a little bit of jealousy, a little bit of lust, you know, wanting something that you just want right that moment. And he uses that just to get a little bit toe in deep into Satan's world. And that's all he needs.
You know, I also think it's important, too, to monitor what we view or listen to on TV or on the radio. It's like what we put in. It's like, I always ask myself, is this leading me to a closer relationship with the Lord? Is this something that I could invite Jesus to be sitting down next to me and watching with me? And we have to really question everything that we read, we watch on TV. Is this drawing me closer to the Lord?
And so everyone needs to listen to Empowered by the Spirit each and every week. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We'll be right back to talk more about winning the battle.
The DeAngelis Vocal Ensemble presents a choral concert of music inspired by the Via Crucis on Friday, March 10th at 8 p.m. in the Cultural Center of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. This a cappella program features music from the Renaissance to contemporary masterpieces. Tickets for this program and future concerts at Christ Cathedral are available at ChristCathedralMusic.org. Also, don't miss the Talis Scholars on March 31st.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes, and we're talking about winning the battle and the critical nature of understanding that we are in a battle against evil, and the church has recognized that since day one, and we need spiritual tools, but we also need to lay a foundation, and that foundation is surrendering our heart, our mind, our soul to Jesus, because if you just surrender a little bit, you open yourself up and you take a look at the second chapter of Revelation, where Jesus is very clear and said, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. You cannot be lukewarm, my brothers and sisters. How's it working out for you? You've tried it your way. How's it working out for you? Listen, we all are in a situation where at times we struggle to follow God. We struggle to do what we know is right. Paul talks about that. He says, you know, I do what I don't want to do. But the reality is that's why we need Jesus. That's why we need the sacraments. That's why we need daily mass, reconciliation. But it starts with making the journey from the head to the heart, the most difficult journey. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my mind to you.
I surrender my mind to you.
I surrender all of me to you.
I surrender all of me to you.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Use me.
Use me.
In any way you want.
In any way you want.
Through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Through the power of your Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Now, why is that prayer so important? Because at some point in time, you've got to make a stand. And you've got to basically say, Lord, take over my life. And you say, well, that doesn't sound very Catholic. Well, it is. I mean, it starts with living out your baptism to be priest, prophet, and king. It starts by living out your confirmation to be a warrior for Christ. It is being Catholic to say, I give you all that I have. You don't have to be a priest or a deacon or religious, whatever. Just everyone needs to do that, because by not doing that, will you open yourself up to the enemy?
It's making every part of you, all of your daily life, you're just even washing the dishes or going to the store, every part of you becomes a journey towards Christ.
Amen. Now, after you make that surrender, as it says in Luke 11:13, we who are wicked, who know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it? Now, Katie, why do we need the Holy Spirit in our life?
With the Holy Spirit living in us, we're able to serve God. We are protected. We are given the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can live out our baptism, to live out the life God has called us to live.
And it's so critical, Marianne, because what's the Holy Spirit give us in terms of those gifts, those charismatic gifts?
He gives us power. He gives us wisdom, how to use the gifts that he has. He gives us all the gifts that we need in order to draw closer to the Lord and to serve the Lord.
So the first step that you cannot miss on is surrendering to God. The second step is asking the Holy Spirit into your life. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in me the fire of your love. The third step, also so important, is to ask for faith. A lot of people don't realize faith is a gift, right? In Ephesians 2, 8, 9, that faith is a gift, lest we boast. And we're given this gift of faith, but we have to ask for it. 1 Peter 5, 9, resist him steadfast in faith. We are told in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, the famous chapter that teaches us about the armor of God, we're told about what the important role of faith is. Faith is a shield that prevents and blocks the firing darts and arrows of the enemy.
If you watch the movie where the Roman soldiers are in battle, the first thing they do is they stop and they put up their swords, their shields above their head, and all the arrows are coming and bouncing off, and it's protecting them. And that's what God is asking us to do, is put up our shield of faith.
And sometimes it's just so important to realize with faith, we think differently. So many times, my brothers and sisters, you may be saying, well, my spouse will never change, or my kids will never change, or I'll never get a good job, or I'll never get, you know, this, that, or whatever, the promotion. The devil's constantly whispering in our ears, Katie, and lying to us because he's the father of lies. And we have a saying, I don't receive that. And even as you think about it yourself, say, I don't receive that. I don't receive that negativity. I, in faith, know that what God has in store for me is a life of abundance, as it says in John 10:10.
Yes, I think if you receive God's love, you can easily refute the enemy's lies. And it's easy to distinguish because the lies of the enemy bear no good fruit. They take you into isolation. They take you into a place of depression. They take you to a place of negativity. All of those evil fruits is what I call them.
There's no question about that. And when we have faith as a shield, we open the door to God's blessings,
yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Hebrews 6:11, take a look at it. It says, it's impossible to please God without faith, and he rewards those who believe he exists. When you have faith, you're rewarded. And faith turns to that T word that God gave you, this word.
Trust.
And what does that mean? What's the difference between faith and trust?
Trust is action of faith. It's actually putting it into action, standing on, believing on, and doing in the trust of God.
So there was a reason, Katie, about the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Jesus, I
trust in you.
Right? And St. Faustina got that. Jesus, mm-hmm. I trust in you. Jesus, mm-hmm. I trust with you. You know, sometimes take a look at your rosary if you're doing Divine Mercy Chaplet. In addition to it, just do Jesus, I trust in you with every bead of the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And do it 50 times, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But do it in a way that it's entering your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more we trust in Jesus, the more the enemy cannot attack us.
I think when you are in, you're starting to get that hint, that feeling of negativity and going into a dark place, and that's the beginning of spiritual attack. When you're in that, you can recognize that, and then you can call on Jesus. You can call on your sacraments. You can call on the prayers. And if you go through praising Jesus through a spiritual attack, when you're going through spiritual warfare, you can call on the Divine Mercy and say, I know I'm going through something right now and it's not good. I know there's something happening to me and it's not you, Jesus. So I call on you, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. You are protecting me. Blessed Mother, you are protecting me with your love. Pray for me, saints. You can call on all of God's glory to come into that room, that place where you're at, where you're being attacked, and wipe out anything that's not of the Lord. You have that power. You have the Holy Spirit. You have God. You are a child of God.
And we have this on a CD, Winning the Battlefield of the Mind. And you can go to our website at spiritfulhearts.org or contact me, Deacon Steve, at spiritfulhearts.org. And we will send you this CD, and it's very important. Or, in addition to that, this radio show will be downloaded on our website, or you can go to OC Catholic Radio, and you can take a look at it there. But this is a very important teaching, a very important message for you. And we're going to get into now and start to get into the second, or the fourth point, actually, which Katie actually started on, and that is to focus on prayer and praise to defeat the devil's tactics. The devil cannot enter into praise. The devil is defeated by praise.
He runs from it.
He runs from it, right? And we know in Psalm 22 that God inhabits the praises of his people. The gift of tongues is we're praising God through the gift of tongues.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a powerful tool that we use, that we can pray using our spiritual language. And the devil doesn't like that. He runs. Prayer is so important. And I think the key, as Katie mentioned, is to really, if you start feeling this negative or discouragement come on you, is to quickly turn to praise, turn to the Lord, to catch it quickly. Don't let it develop and fester in you, but turn to the Lord with your tools.
And what is praise? Praise is focusing on the attributes of God. In other words, mm-hmm. You are my healer. You are the God of love. You are my Redeemer, you are my Savior, the Prince of Peace, and so forth and so forth. Take a look in the internet on the Litany of Praises, and take a look at that. Carry that with you. Use that if you feel like you're under attack. The gift of tongues, it's not a coincidence, again, that after this armor of God, in verse 18 of Ephesians 6, it says, with all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit, which is praying in tongues. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for the holy ones. So praying in the Spirit, very important. Katie alluded earlier, let the saints intercede with you. Let the Blessed Mother intercede with you. Pray to Saint Michael the Archangel to intercede for you. Pray to your guardian angels to intercede for you. Holy heavenly angels to intercede for you. The precious blood of Jesus, Marianne, pleading the precious blood is extremely important. You know, say, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over my entire body, soul, the top of my head, the bottom of my feet.
Visualize yourself being
covered. And then using the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 10:17-20, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. And Mark 16:17, in my name they'll drive out demons. Talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. Use the name of Jesus.
Just saying the name of Jesus.
When you're under attack. We're going to be right back to learn more about spiritual warfare and the tools that we have to defeat the enemy. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Deacon Steve Greco, we're back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope. Talking about an incredibly important topic, winning the battle, winning that spiritual warfare. We've talked about step by step, surrendering your heart, your mind, your soul to Jesus. We've talked about asking the Holy Spirit to help guide you. Remember, Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert, led Jesus in that, you know, to defend him. And certainly the Holy Spirit was there as he's fighting off the devil in Matthew 4. Ask for faith. Faith is a shield. The more faith you have, the more pleasing you are to God. The fourth step is use prayer, praise, the blood of Jesus, which is so important. It covers us. It's a purification. It is Jesus protecting us. Use the name of Jesus. Again, intercede with the saints. Now we're getting into these spiritual weapons that are so important. And I know, Katie, you said we should lead off with this, but the reality is surrendering to God makes a huge difference when we go to Mass. We need to have the body and blood of Jesus. We need to have reconciliation. Why is it so important in this spiritual warfare?
When we are filled with the physical presence of Christ in us, it is the greatest gift, the epitome of his love for us. And so it does protect us when we receive the body and blood of Christ. And with that, we're able to go through our day with great strength, with protection. And along with that, before you receive Jesus, make sure you are in union, in a relationship with him that is holy, and go to reconciliation on a frequent basis, because it is a grace, it is a gift. And when you go on a regular basis to reconciliation, you are closer to God.
You know, I just want to spend some time on this because it is such a critical point. And so many people do not take advantage of this. And that is the incredible gift the Catholic Church has with the sacrament of reconciliation. Do we need it? Well, let's see. Mother Teresa went every day. Many of the popes go every day. And I'll just give you an idea of how much we need it. Let's take a look at Mark 11. It says in verse 24, "Therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe you'll receive it and you'll be yours." Awesome. Believe that you'll receive it and you'll be yours. Uh-oh. Here comes verse 25. "When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you and your transgressions." Why is that lumped together, Marianne? The point is that we can't even say the Our Father effectively without that. And how does that block our union with God if we have this lack of forgiveness towards parents, friends, coworkers, bosses, people on our streets, people that we grew up with? We haven't talked to some people in 30, 40 years, and I'm talking to you, listening audience. Why is that so important that you reconcile that?
Well, our unforgiveness is blocking us from receiving the Father's love and the total ability of receiving all of his love. So we need to look at that and say, you know, we're the ones that are standing in the way of our own receiving of God's love. So we need to not hold on to these things. And so often we think, oh, I've forgiven them. But have you really? If they still are coming up in your mind, there's still things that need to be reconciled.
It's really critical, my brothers and sisters. Now's the time to go to reconciliation and say, the resentment, the hatred even that I've had towards my father, towards my mother, towards my brother, towards my coworker, my boss, whatever it might be, I repent of that and ask for forgiveness and ask for the grace to be able to forgive. Because when we forgive, we take on the mantle of Christ who has forgiven us. And clearly, we're shown over and over again in Scripture, as we show mercy, so shall we be given mercy. As we judge, so shall we be judged. As we forgive, so shall we be forgiven. And so I don't know how much clearer it can be.
It's pretty clear.
But you see, when we don't forgive, my brothers and sisters, we open up the door to the enemy.
Because he'll play on it.
I think with reconciliation and your relationship with God, you can't serve him. And you aren't purified. And when you have that stain of sin, and it's not just venial sin, it's the mortal sin. Have you missed Mass? Do you need to forgive? Do you hate someone knowingly? Have you offended God, whether it's adultery, lust, jealousy? You know, have you done things to offend him? Because once you enter into a relationship, into sin, that's out of love of God.
Yeah, it blocks the blessings, and God wants us to reconcile. So fighting the enemy, daily Mass, reconciliation, receiving the body and blood of Christ, Scripture, why is that important in terms of fighting the battle?
It's the Word of God. It's God speaking to us directly. You know, we can open up Scripture and it can speak to us. Jesus used it when he was in the desert, when the devil was tempting him. What did he do? He pulled out scripture. It's good enough for him. It's good enough.
One after another. Look at James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Look at 1 John. Greater is he, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Now, just that 1 John 4:4 is the fact that, okay, we're not on equal terms here. Jesus is God. The enemy is not God. They're created creatures. And resisting him, knowing the fact that he will flee. So all of those scriptures are so powerful. In fact, the scriptures say that using the word of God is like cutting through bone and marrow. It is using that sword, the sword of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that becomes very important.
So open up scripture, read it. Psalms are great to help you have those words in your heart and ready on your tongue to speak.
Katie, praying the rosary and using the Blessed Mother to intercede for you. Oh, so critical. Your thoughts?
Anytime, it's my go-to. Anytime I'm under attack, in whether it's the middle of the night or I start getting that sense of negativity, whatever it may be, I just start saying a Hail Mary. And sometimes it's a few Hail Marys, and then sometimes it's the whole rosary, and sometimes I spend the whole night. I start going to sleep with one decade, I fall asleep, and then sometime in the middle of the night I wake up and I call on my Blessed Mother, my spiritual mother, to protect me when I sleep. And so then I continue on with the rosary. And by the end of the night, by the time I wake up in the morning, I'm done with my rosary. And so I've been covered. I've been covered with her mantle, her love for me. The enemy, like you said, our Blessed Mother is so humble. He can't stand it. Her humility, her giving up everything and following what God the Father wanted, this plan, he hates her. And she is powerfully.
And if you look at spiritual warfare and you look at people involved as it relates in deliverance prayer and so forth, the rosary is always a big part of that, or part of that protection. So there are these many spiritual weapons. But one of the things that's really important is never to be alone. There's a reason, Marianne, that Jesus says go out two by two. There's a reason, as you take a look at Acts 2, Acts 4, that they prayed together in community. Why is community, why are prayer groups, whatever it might be, praying with people, getting a prayer partner, whatever, why is that so important to help defeat the enemy?
Well, we can't always do it by ourselves. We can call on the Lord, but we also need to draw on the community. And sometimes when we are feeling weak, we need others to even say the prayers for us, to come forth and pray for us, and to be our strength when sometimes we're feeling down.
Well, when we pray together, it is like that Roman...
the shield.
The shields in which they all were protecting one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're protecting one another, you're praying for one another, you're laying hands on one another, and God inhabits the praises of his people when you're together praising God.
Wherever two or three are gathered in my name.
Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, ask anything of him and he will give it to you. All of those things are really important. The devil wants to isolate us, Katie. The devil doesn't want us to go see people. I mean, think about it, my brothers and sisters, when you're depressed, you're not feeling right. What is it that the devil basically says? Don't go to church. Don't go to that prayer meeting. Don't go to that church function. You know, these people are hypocrites. These people are whatever. Be by yourself.
He loves to isolate us.
You know, and Katie, that happens all the time to all of us. When we're under attack, the devil wants to isolate us when we need to be with other Christians.
It's his way of picking us off one by one. But as you said, as a stand in the Roman army, some of us are weaker at other times. And when you come together as a community, the prayers of others lift you up. And you may not even realize it, but there is a protection there from the prayers of others, that intercessional prayer. And so in calling on the saints.
Now, I have not normally done this, but this is such an important teaching. I want to emphasize again that you can go to our website, spiritfilledhearts.org, and I believe we can order this CD off the website, correct, Katie?
Yes.
And it's Winning the Battlefield of the Mind. So you can go directly on the website, order the CD, and we will send it to you. It will be very similar to this radio show, but you'll have the tools to be able to really understand how to defeat the enemy and how to win the battle, because God did not leave us orphans. God gave us the Holy Spirit. God gave us instruction on what to do. We're going to talk more about some more spiritual weapons and gifts that we have to defeat the enemy when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here at beautiful Christ Cathedral.
Need an idea for summer vacation? Why not join Bishop Kevin Vann and Bishop Tim Fryer for a first-of-its-kind Catholic cruise from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico? You'll be entertained by acclaimed musician Francis Cabildo, music ministry director at Santa Margarita High School, and director of Christ Cathedral Music Ministries, Dr. John Romeri. You'll also have the blessed opportunity to celebrate Mass at the Cathedral in Ensenada. It's all happening July 21st to the 24th. For info, call Travel of Orange, 877-538-0010, occatholic.com/travel.
It's Deacon Steve Greco and Empowered by the Spirit, and we're back here with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes talking about winning the battle, spiritual warfare. One of the things you can do for this recording that is on podcast, you can get it at occatholic.com. As you go to that, click on radio, look for Empowered by the Spirit, and this show will be on shortly if it's not on when you do it. But there'll be many other shows on, as well as other shows on Catholic radio. And, you know, the more education you can get, the better off you are. You can also go to our website at spiritfilledhearts.org. We have a link to OC Catholic Radio, or you can take a look at the other things that we have online, or actually get Winning the Battlefield of the Mind and order that directly online. Now, point number six. We've talked about these 5 points of winning the battle. The first, again, is surrender. The second is let the Holy Spirit take over your life. We call that being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Ask for faith is three. Fourth, use praise and prayer and intercession to make a difference, pleading the blood of Jesus, asking for the saints and angels, Blessed Mother to intercede for you. The fifth is spiritual weapons, of which, of course, the Eucharist and reconciliation lead the way, the Bible, praying the rosary and so forth. Being in prayer groups, fasting we didn't talk about, but that's another critical point. The sixth key point here in winning the battle is making every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our battle are not of flesh, but are enormously powerful, capable of destroying fortresses. We destroy arguments and enter every pretension raising itself against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. We know out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if it is anything of excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You were talking about not letting the TV or people read these, I'll just call them trashy books, you know, or periodicals or whatever mm-hmm. it might be. If you let things in that are not of the Lord, it then leads to one thing after another. Next thing you know, you're feeling depressed. Are you feeling envious, or you're feeling as a victim, and on and on and on? And we've got to win that battle.
We absolutely do. And I think, you know, it's like, where do you spend your time? It's like, do you want to spend your time growing closer to God, or are you going to spend that hour watching that trashy thing on TV, or that couple hours reading that book that really doesn't draw you closer to God? So I think, you know, the good litmus test is really to ask yourself, even before you speak, maybe speak of someone or of something, is this building up the body of Christ?
You look at what the Israelites had to do in finding the promised land, Katie. A 3-day trip, you know, how many years did it take, you know, and so forth, and generation. A lot of people ask, why does evil exist? Why do bad things happen to good people? We don't know, obviously, entirely, but we do know the fact that God uses everything into good. And we are being trained. And you look at the book of Job. You know, he allowed Satan to attack Job. Ultimately, though, who won, right? Ultimately, Job was given all of these gifts and so forth at the end because he resisted the devil. It's so important that we understand that we are in a battle. God has allowed it to happen, but there are ways out of it.
Yes. In just my reading and experiences, I find myself when I go into a spiritual attack, and through that, I'm calling on God, and He wants us to be close to Him. We are in a relationship, and how close you want to be with Him, and you have that desire, He allows these attacks, and it's a way of experiencing the attacks on Jesus. Think of His wounds. Think of how He was treated so poorly during the Passion. Poorly is not even the word. But He allows that to experience the sufferings and these attacks so that we understand. We understand that we have a Savior and we need one. And that He died for every sin, every evil thing that has ever happened. He died to conquer that sin. And He wants us to realize that. And in a relationship, we need to have compassion. And that's what it builds. When we go through something awful, we're able to have compassionate hearts for others and reach out and be merciful and understanding.
Well, Scripture tells us we share in the death of Christ. We share in His resurrection. Mm-hmm. We share with Him forever. But, you know, really focusing on what is good, mm-hmm. Marianne, is so critical because, you know, you get yourself anxious, depressed, whatever, and you start thinking about the future too, you know, and Jesus in the future, my brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. we don't need to worry about the future. Jesus said, focus on today.
Take Him and wrap your arms around Jesus for this moment, in this second. And sometimes I have to remind myself to do that continually. When I get, sometimes, you know, we all get discouraged or down, and I think that's when Satan starts to get in and get us. And one of my techniques is just to say, you know, that I'm going to, God, bring me someone that I can help bring closer to You. And it's almost like I'm going to fight the devil even harder, you know, and I turn myself around rather than entertaining the negative thought. We need to really turn it towards, I'm going to serve the Lord even more now.
And that really focuses on point number 7. To win the battle, you have to be actively fighting by building up the body of Christ. Building the kingdom of God, evangelizing, telling people about Jesus. Every time I tell people about Jesus, every time I'm on this radio show, every time I'm giving a talk or a seminar, I am full of love of Jesus. I feel it. I feel the Holy Spirit. I don't feel negative at all. There's not a negative thought that goes into my mind. But when I'm not, or if I'm alone and all of a sudden start thinking about, oh, this, that, whatever, then I'm under that attack. And it's interesting. I mean, obviously you can't be serving God necessarily by doing ministry work every second.
I don't know. You do a pretty good job. No, I love St. Paul. I really relate to him because I see a lot of Deacon Steve in him. He had shipwrecks all the time. He had a lot of things happening, people chasing him out of town because he was proclaiming. But, you know, he looked at, okay, I'm a shipwreck. I'm going to use this opportunity right now to serve the Lord. And the other night we were out to dinner and we had like a 25-minute wait. And, you know, we had a choice. We could complain or we could sit down and enjoy the Lord for the moment. And so rather than complain or be negative, Steve sits down and starts talking to someone and starts sharing the Lord, and we ended up praying with her. I mean, those are the everyday experiences we can do. We have choices whether we're going to serve God or we're going to think negatively.
Psychologists tell us we have 2,000 choices each day to make. And again, we're either moving towards God or away from God. The question I have for you, my brothers and sisters, is what are you doing to build the kingdom of God? What are you doing to build to use the gifts that God has given you in your parish, in your family, at work, in your community, whatever it might be? The more you focus on helping people, the more the Holy Spirit flows through you. The definition of having a good day, a great day, is helping someone else have a great day. Every time you help someone have a great day, you're having a great day by using the gifts of the Holy Spirit, by being the embodiment of God's love, by being the embodiment of what God has called us on earth to do, which is to love passionately Jesus and His people. So in summary, winning the battle, First and foremost, surrender. Second, ask for the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Third, ask for more faith, because you have to trust in God. You have to have faith in order to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Fourth is to use prayer, praise, praying in the Spirit, praying but with the precious blood of Jesus. Fifth is spiritual weapons led by the sacraments, reconciliation, the Eucharist, but also additional weapons of the rosary, fasting, prayer groups. The sixth point is making every thought captive. Focus on what is important to build yourself up in the body of Christ. And finally, build God's kingdom by using the gifts. Remember, greater is He who is in you than he is in the world. God has won the victory. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you and I worship you. I thank you and praise you for giving us the gift of life, for giving us the gift of love, the gift of your salvation, for breaking the bonds of evil by your death and resurrection. Send forth your Holy Spirit. Send forth your holy legions of angels to protect us. Cover us with your precious blood. Fill us, Lord God, with your protection. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. We say this through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.